Margaret, I've just met you today, and I'm very interested in your story in regard to your work in Jordan and Syria. Mm-hmm. Could you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about that?
My name's Margaret Holt. I've worked in the Middle East, particularly in Jordan and Syria, from 2004, full-time from 2004 till 2009, and then had a couple of trips there for 2 or 3 months each in late in 2009 and 2010. I'm a nurse and a midwife, and for the first couple of years I worked mainly with Bedouin in the desert regions of Jordan, a lot in a TB hospital, basically, with TB patients, but also in a mobile clinic working out with the Bedouin out in the desert regions near the Iraqi border. And in about 2006, 2007, I started working with Iraqi refugees in Amman because there were so many Iraqis pouring out of Iraq after the Americans went in 2003. There were just so many Iraqi refugees coming into Jordan, and they couldn't get medical care. And there was a lot of grieving, and a lot of the families had had members of their family killed, children kidnapped and killed. And so I felt led to go into Amman. We worked in a medical clinic working with refugees. I worked as a midwife with women in antenatal care. And we also visited families, listened to their stories, helped them with their applications for asylum to the UNHCR. Also travelled a lot into Syria, helping with food distributions there. In Aleppo, Damascus, also visited Hasaka, Kamishli, and the people there, and again listening to stories. And so I had a lot to do, even though I was working a lot with Iraqi refugees in Syria. Also had a lot to do with Syrian people, met a lot of Syrian people, a lot of them within the church, because it was with the churches that we were working with the food distribution, and just hearing their stories. And so I got to know that the situation in Syria pretty well at that time.
Thank you.